Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, 2 weeks from tonight, bowl time for the football Hoosiers of Coach Tom Allen, Foster Farms out in Santa Clara, California. First trip west for a bowl since the holiday in 79. And, well, using hopeful good karma here, Hoosiers won in San Diego, beating BYU, another team from Utah. In 2 weeks, it's 19th-ranked Utah. And the Hoosiers wrapping up finals week, continuing these, well, extra practices. You know, since the Wilson resignation nearly 2 weeks ago, the only staff change-wise has been Sean Watson moving from a quality control assistant taking over the quarterbacks while Kevin Johns relegates his time with the wideouts and take more control over the offense and its play calling. Senior Mitchell Page was telling us.
It's like a flashback for me. That's the way it was when I first got here. Coach Johns really just dealt with the receivers. Coach Watson's been with us since the beginning, so really hasn't changed anything, just with Coach Watson stepping in. Normally took the quarterbacks, and Coach Johnson with us at practice. So when I was here at the very beginning, we used to have a bunch of fun in that room. Still did have fun, but it's good to just have Coach Johnson back with us. And first time, this time last year, I was still a first-year player. I've been here for a long time, but this is my first time playing, so I wanted all the reps in something like this. When it really is about the younger guys, especially now, when it's really a time for the younger guys to get the reps that they weren't getting because they're on the scout team earlier in the year. And
well, that senior wide receiver Mitchell Page, he used those reps to just get better going into his senior campaign, and the rest is history. Out along with fellow seniors to change the result of this 13th game and go out a winner in 2 weeks when December 28th rolls around. Mitchell Page, the wide receiver out of Carmel. By the way, as we told you earlier, Indiana-Ohio State kicking off the new season on a Thursday night, August 31st, out at the Rock. We haven't done that against the Big Ten foes since 1982. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, 2 weeks from tonight, bowl time for the football Hoosiers of Coach Tom Allen, Foster Farms out in Santa Clara, California. First trip west for a bowl since the holiday in 79, and, well, using hopeful good karma here, Hoosiers won in San Diego, beating BYU, another team from Utah. In 2 weeks, it's 19th-ranked Utah. And the Hoosiers wrapping up finals week, continuing these, well, extra practices. You know, since the Wilson resignation nearly 2 weeks ago, the only staff change-wise has been Sean Watson moving from a quality control assistant taking over the quarterbacks while Kevin Johns relegates his time with the wideouts and take more control over the offense and its play calling. Senior Mitchell Page was telling us.
It's like a flashback for me. That's the way it was when I first got here. Coach Johns really just dealt with the receivers. Coach Watson's been with us since the beginning, so really hasn't changed anything, just with Coach Watson stepping in. Normally took the quarterbacks, and Coach Johns with us at practice. So when I was here at the very beginning, we used to have a bunch of fun in that room. Still did have fun, but it's good to just have Coach Johns back with us. And first time, this time last year, I was still a first-year player. I've been here for a long time, but this is my first time playing, so I wanted all the reps in something like this. When it really is about the younger guys, especially now, when it's really a time for the younger guys to get the reps that they weren't getting because they're on the scout team earlier in the year. And
well, that senior wide receiver Mitchell Page, he used those reps to just get better going into his senior campaign, and the rest is history. Out along with fellow seniors to change the result of this 13th game and go out a winner in 2 weeks when December 28th rolls around. Mitchell Page, the wide receiver out of Carmel. By the way, as we told you earlier, Indiana-Ohio State kicking off the new season on a Thursday night, August 31st, out at the Rock. We haven't done that against the Big Ten foes since 1982. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.